works.
Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and of course the nooks and crannies that we're famous for here on the overnight highway. It's about the water cooler buzz, my friends, and it's all about the money, let's face it, and the economy. That's what 2012 is going to ultimately be decided upon. How you feel about the economy, what's going on in your own neck of the woods, because some places and some careers and some families are staying afloat okay, and others are just sinking like a rock every single day. The unemployment numbers say 9.1, but we know that that number is actually a lot higher. So the president says time to go after the millionaires, and earlier in the day, he unveiled a $3 trillion plan for debt cuts and said, listen, this is not class warfare. This is what has to happen here. And the question keeps coming up, do the rich pay less than the middle class? So why not go and make sure they're paying and close up the loopholes? And this debt reduction plan, basically the $3 trillion, the blueprint that Republicans hate and a lot of other Democrats who slant a little more conservatively, includes $1.5 trillion in new revenue generated by higher taxes on the wealthy, so-called wealthiest Americans. We're going back to that same thing now being called the millionaire's tax. It would add $1 trillion in savings and would, or more, depending, mixing all these things together. So $3 trillion all together. But, I mean, here's the trick of this. The $3 trillion is spread out, number one, but, of course, over 10 years. And what he's saying is he's threatening to veto and saying there's going to be a massive tax hike, that supposedly there's going to be the savings and some job growth. And if you really add up the numbers, I don't see how that happens. Raising taxes, and this is what you have to ask yourself. It's this simple. Do you think by raising taxes, it's not going to affect the job landscape? The private sector people will still continue to hire or not? I don't know. I think the people who are left of left are going to like that they're being embraced a little bit more. But there's going to be people that are going to see that they're going to lose jobs as a result of this or not have jobs. You know, the jobs aren't going to be all of a sudden out there again. They're going to be, continue to be shipped overseas or cut out completely. And what the Speaker of the House is saying, John Boehner, and he's the one who brought up the class warfare, he said you're pitting one group of Americans against another, and that's not leadership. By screaming at the wealthy and saying the wealthy need to be taxed, we need to do this, we need to tax them, and if we don't, then there's not going to be any jobs because that's what we need to do. That's how we're going to have job creation. So there seems to be a disconnect. Job creation or job subtraction? What do you think? Which way is the right way? I think I know a lot of this crew, but I'm inviting anyone. I don't care what your stripes are. I don't care if you're left of left or right of right, undecided, sick of it all, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Under the plan, I'm just going to tell you in a nutshell, this is what was said in the Rose Garden, $8 billion in revenue would be generated by allowing some of the Bush-era tax cuts for high-income households to just expire. And that's what the president's been calling for a long time. Then another $400 billion would result from capping the value of itemized deductions and other exemptions for high-income households. Then $300 billion would come from closing tax loopholes. Whew. Then you could have a tax surcharge on millionaires. Usually wealthier Americans get most of their income from investments, and that's taxed at a lower rate than other incomes like straight wages. the money you get every 2 weeks. So that's where you get this whole lower taxes thing. But it doesn't tell you what's spent either before that. And then, like I said, you go back to the whole job creation thing. All right, I want to switch gears because this is a very sad story. 10 people officially dead. I want you to listen to what it sounded like when that plane crashed on Friday in Reno, Nevada at an air show. Take a listen.
Okay, folks, please stay where you are. We've got an emergency crew.
Yeah, I mean, just there were 1,000-plus people there, and 10 dead, people who lost limbs, people who were cut. Terrible, terrible thing. And they're still investigating as to what exactly happened that sent that plane down. But it's a World War II plane. They are tough to maneuver. They're great pieces of machinery, but they've been used all over the place. And they're not aerodynamic, so then the idea is it's like a hot rod to the pilot, and they do things to it to make it faster. And this was an experienced pilot. This was somebody who had been in many, many air shows, and unfortunately, he wasn't coming back from this one, and there were other people that were just shocked by what they saw. And there were plenty of people that survived, thank goodness. But there were also plenty of people that walked away with traumatic injuries, and then 10 people dead as a result of being there. Here's what Art O'Connor had to say.
Wow, that hit me. It's mine, so I took it. But I don't know if that was right or not.
Yeah, talking about a big chunk of what was there, what, you know, the shrapnel, the stuff that came out, and that's what you saw in some of the video, because it's, of course, all over YouTube. Some of the video is pretty graphic, and it just, how would you know? You wouldn't have any warning. Somebody was talking about this earlier today when I was driving around. I heard two people on a morning show talking about it, and they were arguing whether or not there was enough time, and if you could just, you know, if people were on the ball. On the ball? Are you kidding me? It was seconds, and that thing just all of a sudden looked like it was looping, and then it smacked down, because that's what they do in the air shows, the maneuvers. So I don't think you would have known that when you looked up. From far away, something could seem off, but it didn't look that way. The rotations were normal, and then the plane just shockingly veered off and slammed down. How are you going to have enough time to react to that, for goodness sake, and get out of the path? It would just be really pure luck if you could even duck. But you're talking about metal chairs and a plane going right down. And think of what kind of stuff, the shrapnel, because that's what it turns into, the metal, all that stuff that's on the plane, what's going to happen to it? And it did not explode, so it wasn't a big giant fireball and like at some other crashes, where maybe that would have just been the pilot. But instead, the damage was spread out all over the place. Oof. Rough for those families. And the response teams there did a great job, because they tried to get them out as soon as they could. As soon as they heard the call, boom, they were there. And so, once again, that's the good news, is that somebody was hustling. They were on the ball, a whole group of people, and they were able to treat and help a lot of the others that could survive this thing. But 10 people dead from that air show in Nevada Friday heading into the weekend. Oof, that's tough. Thoughts and prayers. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do. And when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Before we slide away from the agenda at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, seriously, which I think is as clear as mud, there is one thing that you can see, that there are definite battle lines when it comes to 2012. You have the president in the Rose Garden demanding that the rich Americans have to pay higher taxes because that will cut the deficit by $3 trillion. He says he's going to use the V power, like I said, the veto, for any effort by the Republicans in Congress to cut Medicare benefits for the older folks without raising taxes as well. And he says that it's not class warfare, because what has now come out is several Republicans are using that word, saying it's class warfare. That's what's going on here. And it's confrontation after confrontation. Whatever happened to that friendly golf game with the Speaker of the House, John Boehner? Boy, that didn't last very long, did it? Remember? Trying to avert the crisis, trying to keep the government open, trying to talk about lifting the debt ceiling. And then quickly, things changed beyond the 19th hole. So the golf summit didn't work out too well. Anyway, the president's proposal is this push to Congress and challenging them to approve it because it's going to hit mostly upper-income taxpayers and would certainly affect tax loopholes and subsidies that are used by large corporations. But as I said, a lot of those are also used by the little guy. So it's not just the rich. Specifically, the military retiree, I think, is the great example, having to pay more. Also, even the airline thing, it would raise a lot of money, certainly, if you had that fee jump up. But that's what's happening to everybody who flies. The fees just keep jumping up, so now you add another federal fee on top of that, and that is worrisome. And then we keep talking about this 10 years, 10 years, 10 years, that you get $1 trillion over 10 years because now we're withdrawing troops from Iraq and Afghanistan, so that would also count. What about all the money we spent that we didn't get back that put us in this situation in the first place? How about those oil reparations? Anybody talking about that? How about Iraq giving up some oil? What's going on with the money back program? Do we get anything back? You know, I'm not normally a person of what's in it for me, but I think it's about time that in America we said, what's in it for us? What's in it for us? Because all we do is pay, and then in the end, we have to pay more. Why is that? We have to pay more up front, whether it's the military ops, whether we're paying for Solyndra to make solar panels when they've been made cheaply by the Chinese already, and there's nobody who wants to take our more expensive solar panels. So I think it's about time we ask the question, what's in it for us? In this case, we need to be a little selfish. So we've got the $447 billion in tax cuts on the table, and these public works as a short-term way to stimulate the economy. So we're talking about shovel jobs again, or teachers. That's the other thing that's been thrown out, the rehired teachers. We have this crazy super committee that we know darn well, I don't care what your stripes are, you know it, I know it, they're not going to be able to come up with the task of finding a way to cut $1.5 trillion. They're not. So the axe will swing on that. There'll be an automatic cut there. And here's what I wonder. Who is going to suffer for the cuts? Coming up on the show, we're going to talk to Dr. Glasser. This is a guy who was an Army physician. And he talks about the fact of this huge facility. I asked about this huge facility they're building, Army Medical Facility in Kentucky. And why are we building this huge facility? You know, supposedly withdrawing troops and all that. And you wait till you hear his answers, and he goes through what so many people don't realize. Do you realize that 300,000 women are serving in the military, many of them with kids and a husband that they leave behind? Do you realize that the people who voluntarily decide to go and serve have done it 4 and 5 times, been deployed that many times over and over and over again? And do you also realize that other than the Civil War, these are the men and women who are losing more limbs than we've ever seen, except for the Civil War? And it was partially because of the medicine, too. They didn't have the medicine that they have now, so people would die with bad amputations and whatnot. And now we have people coming back who need jobs, need some love, need some facilities, special facilities to rehab them, to take care of their specific needs, because we're not talking about people that were shot. We're talking about people that were blown up and are missing limbs, right? So here, follow my bouncing ball. When they talk about, like, these automatic cuts, and you see that Leon Panetta goes crazy because now he's the Secretary of Defense, and he realizes and has said he's up at night figuring where does he cut, because guess what? Some of those cuts would affect the medical care that the people coming back from these horrible situations desperately need. So give me a break. We can't cut that. So the super committee needs to figure out a way to get rid of $1.5 trillion so the axe doesn't swing twice on these people who have served again and again and again and again with not much fanfare. Or forget the fanfare. They don't even want that. I think without much of a love back from the U.S., and they need that, so they need this big facility that is being built, is being put together. And not just there, it's going to be across the board in other places as well. So the whole thing with the money and the money grab and the deficit and all the crazy cockamamie things that are happening in Washington, trust me, when I say America Tonight is a show that's about water cooler buzz, and you sometimes tune in and think, oh, is she talking about that again? Not again. Trust me, we have 4 hours on America Tonight. We lighten the load. We have nailed the score. We have all kinds of things. In the second hour, we're giving away a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. If you can guess what hat I'm wearing. And don't worry, if you're listening on the radio, I'll give you a big description of it. Or if you go to the website, americatonight.net, at the very end of the hour, you will see me wearing the hat, and we'll see if you can guess the logo. You know, there's something about logos, and I realized this when I was walking around in a very big city this past weekend. I'm telling you, all the hats I saw, some of them had logos that I have no idea what they were logos for. When you saw the obligatory Yankees hats, but man, I saw a lot of other symbols that I have no idea what they meant. All right, speaking of having no idea, do you know that NASA has no idea whether or not we're going to get hit in the head with space junk? Oh, no, I'm not making this up. Here's Dr. Mark Matney talking about the possibility of space junk and what it's on course for right now.
UARS is actually re-entering a little bit faster than we had anticipated because the solar activity has gone up. And we talked about that it's variable. But actually, it's gone up the last couple of days, really more a little bit higher than it's been in a number of months.
Yeah, and URS is that dead satellite that's floating around that could end up in pieces and hit the Earth by Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, because as he said, it's a little bit faster than they originally were projecting. And of course, the warning is out if some space junk should crash to the Earth like a fireball in your backyard, for goodness sake, don't try to pick it up and hide it. Don't put it away and bury it somewhere, because the Smithsonian or somebody else will want a piece of that dead satellite. Isn't that crazy? All this time when we've had space junk, no human has been hit by it. But now there's all these warnings, so they have to be a little bit concerned with this prediction of it. 6 tons, that's what the satellite is, 6 tons. Yeah. And boy, it could hit a lot of different places. The odds of it hitting somewhere, anywhere on the planet, though, just so you know, are 1 in 3,200. The heaviest piece to hit the ground will be about 350 pounds, but no one's ever been hit by falling space junk. Well, I don't know. What if 350 pounds just happened to sadly land on top of you? Cross your fingers. Dr. Glasser next.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. Save 15% on your order right now. This week only, radio listeners get their choice of OpsGear t-shirts for just $11.99. We've got shirts for military, law enforcement, zombie hunters, veterans, infidels, shooters, and more. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save big on our exclusive t-shirts. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and of course all those nooks and crannies in between. Many of you know that the service that so many have given in the military is near and dear to me. I've said this before. A lot of people in my family have served. I've never served, but I understand some of the sacrifices that have been made. And then you look around and you see some of the things that are happening that we've been talking about, including this one, the fact that the U.S. Army is building a huge hospital complex in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. A lot of you are listening to me in Lexington, Kentucky. So this is 105,000 acres, this hospital, on 105,000 acres. So what do you think that means? It will now be the largest, and I double-checked on this, the largest hospital complex comprised of however many buildings in the entire world, not just in the United States. So when we're talking about Iraq and we're talking about reducing forces, even when we're talking about Afghanistan, what does that mean if we're planning on reducing the size of the military? Who better to have on this show? And it's such a pleasure to welcome him to it. He's the author of Broken Bodies, Shattered Minds. He's a former Army physician. Dr. Ron Glasser joins us. Hey, Doc, thanks so much for spending some time with us on ATN.
Well, it's a treat to be here. But the reason that they're building the new facility at Fort Campbell is because the military understands what is going on and the tsunami of wounded that this country is going to have to take care of, even if the country is undergoing complete amnesia to what's happening in Iraq and Afghanistan. They know, and they realize that these facilities, particularly facilities that are going to have to take care of these men and women for the next 30, 40 years, are necessary.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about, and this is where I think there's the disconnect with so many people, and we've mentioned this, it's the highest ever that we've seen as far as amputees, people coming back with all kinds of you know, missing limbs, obviously, and whatnot, and trying to rehab themselves and trying to get in a better position. But we've never had, and you know, you're a former Army physician. Is this the worst we've ever had as far as wounds, those kind of mortal, well, physical wounds, not mortal wounds, those kind of wounds that I'm talking about?
No, it was worse in the Civil War. In the Civil War, there were 0.7 casualties to every death. That meant is that if you were wounded, you probably died. And at the end of the Civil War, one-third of all of the men under 30 years of age in Mississippi were amputees. And it was the first major war after the Industrial Revolution, and there was slaughter on an industrial scale. But what really kills you is if you took a bullet in the chest or the abdomen, you bled to death. And if you took a bullet in your extremity and it got infected, you died. And so amputations became the treatment of choice. You know, Broken Bodies, Shattered Minds is a book that has gotten terrific reviews. And one of the astonishing things is that the number of countries, foreign rights, but they're all countries that are either our enemies or where we are casual, where we are fighting or may fight: Israel, China, Russia, Lebanon, Iran. And the reason is that that the book, you know, most books don't change people's minds. People buy books that they think they'll be interested in because they already believe it.
Yeah.
But Broken Bodies, Shattered Minds, the reviewers have all said that this is a book that can change minds. And with less than one half of 1% of our country fighting, nobody really cares. And I think the book points out what the military understands by building a complex at Fort Campbell. That unlike Vietnam, where and I was involved in Vietnam. Unlike Vietnam, where you were shot, in Iraq and Afghanistan, you're blown up.
Yeah.
And if you're blown up, then you get amputations and you get traumatic brain injuries. But you don't get those wounds that kill you because you bleed to death. And so the number of amputations, the number of traumatic brain injuries, the incidence of PTSD is enormous. I mean, look what happened to Congresswoman Gifford. She got shot in the head.
Okay. Yes.
And it was, luckily, it was a .22 caliber round. Didn't cross the midline. And so the damage was truly along the track of the bullet. And she survived, like so many are surviving in Iraq and Afghanistan. But she's going to need physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, cognitive therapy for the rest of her life. And she is not going to be the same as she was. And so the military understands the need to build these facilities that are going to give care forever. And the numbers are staggering. There may only be 6,000 or 7,000, and I say maybe only, killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. But the RAND Corporation, their numbers are 400,000 probably with the traumatic brain injuries, another 300,000 with PTSD. You know, we worry about football players hitting their helmets together.
Sure.
Well, there are Marines who have been exposed to 15 IEDs.
Mm.
And, you know, the improvised explosive devices is a misnomer. I mean, if you wire together 355 millimeter shells and put them in the ground, put 10 pounds of Centex on top of him and some canisters of butane gas, it'll turn over a 60-ton M1A1 tank. The blast wave travels at 1,400 feet per second, and it's 400 times atmospheric pressure, and it'll rattle your brain if you're out 50 meters.
No kidding.
And nobody knows. I mean, and nobody cares. Look, if there was a draft, I think that this we would at least have a discussion about these wars. But without a draft, nobody cares.
Yeah, that's the question. Let me interrupt you, Doctor, because you did this. You were in the trenches in Vietnam, so to speak. We were talking about, you were there. You're talking about Nam. And then you certainly see in this situation, and you've said this several times, nobody cares. And that's so sad to me. And that's what I'm saying about America Tonight. We're trying to raise that awareness. What would you tell people that they can do?
Well, I can tell you. I mean, this is I am involved with most of the veterans groups. I'm part of the veterans courts. Mm-hmm. And honest, we're all veterans. You go to these meetings, and there's nobody there that hasn't been in the Army. And it's like a Walt Disney True Life adventure, where the old vets are trying to save the young vets.
Right.
Well, you know, the reason for the courts are that in 14 states have already passed the law, and the Supreme Court said it was constitutional. But if you're a veteran and you're up on charges, the judge has to tell the jury that you're a veteran, and then an evaluation has to be made about your cognitive status, about whether you may have a traumatic brain injury or PTSD. And that's successful. And that's because when our troops come home, their contact with the general population is honest to God through the unemployment lines and through the criminal justice system.
Mm.
So we're trying to take care of that. In regards to caring, I mean, I can't conceive of an American mother who would willingly send her son drafted to Afghanistan.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, they just wouldn't do it. And there are units that have gone back, honest to God, Katie. I mean, there are units that have gone back 5 or 6 times. I mean, I know about the Minnesota National Guard. Okay, the Minnesota National Guard, the Red Bull division and units of it, and particularly the Air National Guard, gone back, 5, 6 times.
Right.
And I know why they signed up for the Minnesota National Guard. They signed up for flood control and snow removal.
Right.
They sure as hell didn't sign up to chase the Taliban through the mountains of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
I mean, and it isn't that Americans don't care. It's that they don't have, as a Southern sergeant once told me, they don't have a dog in that fight.
Yep.
And so they're willing to let it go on and on. But we have a responsibility to take care of these men and women when they come home. And that's not being met. And so we all try. You know, it's the Wounded Warriors Program. It's the Marine Sent for Five Fund. It's the Veterans, the National Veterans Association, where it's a family council here in Minnesota. We're all trying to do what we can to help these men and women that come home. But nobody knows. When I give my talks and I ask the audience, how many women do they think we sent to run the most dangerous roads in the world? I get answers like 500, 1,500. Well, you know, and I know, and anybody who's involved with the military knows.
Sure.
It's 300,000.
Yeah.
I mean, 28% of the troops we send over to Iraq and Afghanistan are women. Well, where the hell did Americans come up with the idea of 500? I mean, it's
they don't know.
Yeah. And so what the answer to your question is I think that they read books like Broken Bodies, Shattered Minds, because it changes mind. And then once you know what's going on, then I think you're quite willing to have the VA be given more money by a conduit that is catatonic about the deficit.
Yep, but, I agree with you.
I mean, you know, Lincoln, our greatest war president, you know, said it. He said the function of government is to do for people what they can't do for themselves. And I can tell you that you come back with a traumatic brain injury or PTSD, and you're living in Enid, Oklahoma, or southern Minnesota, you don't have any help. And that's the truth.
Yep, and you need help. We're out of time. Broken Bodies, Shattered Minds. Pick it up. Make a difference. Dr. Ron Glasser, thanks so much.
Well, thank you.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Lipstick, chunky, defunky, all in one. She came back wearing a smile. Looking like someone drugged me, they wanted to unplug me.
Welcome back once again to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You know, I talk about this all the time. I used to live in California, and I really learned a lot from the Firestone guys about wine. And so I kind of became a wine person. It was natural since I lived near all of them in the wine area and learned so much from them and had friends in the business. And then I kind of slid over, not that I'm a giant, huge drinker, but if I'm having a drink after I play golf or do whatever, then I switched when I moved to Texas from California and then from back east to beer. And so it seems, I think you can tell a lot about personalities from what they drink, but maybe not, because I'm the perfect example of somebody who's shifted around. But there's more that you can tell about liquor, folks, and I think some of you realize this. Check it out. The Beverage Information Group has reported that in its 2011 beer handbook that the U.S. beer industry is actually declining, losing 1.9% to total 2.8 billion cases for the fourth consecutive year. So what does that mean? Can we tell anything about the economy as to what people are drinking with high unemployment and what's going on with gas prices and all that other kind of stuff? So we're pleased to welcome to America Tonight Kim Forsyth, who's the president of Sambuca Restaurants. Kim, thanks for popping on ATN.
Thank you for having me.
Is First of all, before I get to the whole thing about the economy, you heard my little rap there about I've lived all over the place. That's just the business, being in TV and radio. And you heard me say that I live close to the wine people, so I learned about wine. And then, you know, I moved to Texas, and then I was more into beer. Is there something, do people switch what they drink? Is that a personality thing, or are some of us more open-minded to trying different things? I don't know. I'm just kind of reaching here because I'm wondering.
I think there's a combination of a few factors going on these days. I think we've seen we track our sales broken down on three categories: wine, liquor, and beer. And we are seeing that there has been some trends to change off of beer lately, and we are seeing things evolve. We see companies push directions on liquor sales and promoting new drinks and so forth. And we've seen a push with the beer sales, but I think there's definitely been some fluctuations in the trends and what people are drinking for a few reasons.
Yeah, and so when you say for a few reasons, trends in what they're drinking, is drinking vodka up? I was just at a party in New York, and it seemed like everything they served was with vodka, like whether it was Sea Breezes or Greyhounds or whatever it was.
I think the vodka has really, it's our number one seller by far. And we're seeing the major brands represented, and they push promotional events and sponsorships as best they can. I think the vodka trend, though, is also because I think everybody's looking at the calories a lot more these days. It's a concern about you know when I'm drinking beer, is that putting extra calories on me and so forth. I think there is a little bit of trend to those options. And you see a lot of the commercials on TV. They're pushing liquor and able to market a lot more than they used to. And we've also seen options on drinks being expanded on with skinny drinks and trying to allow options for people who may not want those calories. And vodka and a skinny drink with something that might sound healthy, like fruit and such, or grapefruit and reduce calorie adders and so forth. It's the new trend that we're seeing quite a bit of.
Yeah. When you're in the restaurant business, and you've been in the restaurant business a while, as you see things go in one direction, I mean, it's got to be trends. You see trends in one direction, you see trends in another direction. Do you just try to keep in front of everything the best you can? I mean, how do you keep up with everything? How do you take the pulse of what's going on out there?
Well, we do a combination of things. We do track sales levels on all those three major categories, as I said before, and we try to break them out within those categories. I mean, wine sales, for example, we did see an impact in wine sales when the economy kind of tapered off, and people were still drinking wine, but they were choosing not to go for the more expensive bottles. And I think the lower-end bottles are selling well, but I believe also people are more educated, and they're realizing they don't have to spend a lot of money. There are options out there that are affordable. And so you get into the details, where are your sales in each category? And we are seeing that the liquor companies are really pushing their liquor sales, and the distributors are actually hiring bartenders or mixologists, as they're defined now. And they're helping to define those menus, bring in, education to the bars, the restaurants, and trying to give options of new drinks and styles that people are may be interested in. Now, we're seeing a huge amount of people wanting the drink menu. What's your specialty? What options do you have, and so forth? So then we start tracking those sales per those categories, and you do see everybody trending towards those and looking for something new rather than your basic vodka tonic. All of a sudden you have a couple of special berry mixers that go along with it that sound interesting, enticing, and go real well in the summer as well.
Ooh, that must bode well for vendors who try to hit you up. Do you have a lot of people? Because I imagine when you're in the restaurant business, you have all kinds of people trying to get you to carry, like other businesses, trying to get you to carry their products. And you probably listen a little bit more when it comes to all these specialty drinks. Is that what happens?
You know, I think it's definitely an added advantage if you have somebody who's helping you build drink lists and bring options that obviously have their alcohols and so forth in them. and have worked on the taste profile that you know people are interested in, and that they've you know potentially tweaked them to that it might be a little bit more specific for our store, but they see the trends of what people are drinking and they work on it very well. I think that you know we're seeing a downtrend in beer though for a few other reasons as well, and I think again that calorie thing is part of it, and I also think that people are being educated more in beer just as well as wine and liquor options and so forth. I think the beer side of it that I'm seeing is that you know, the consumer is interested in flavor and more interested in varying options. There are more beers that are on the market from overseas and so forth. America's has more imports coming in. We're having a lot of from the Mexican side imports and so forth. But you know, it's definitely more consumer driven and the marketing. I think they're hitting people out there and making sure that their brands are top of the mind awareness. You know, it's very competitive, but the people who are selling it to us, they have the marketing money, so.
There you go. That makes sense completely. All right, Kim Forsythe, thanks so much. Sambuca Restaurant. Sambuca, by the way, a place that I go to just for people listening because you're listening around the country and in Dallas and all over the place. Love Sambuca. Love the atmosphere. And you know what? Your food's good. You're great with the food. So you have to keep up with those trends too, of course, right?
You know, absolutely. We've adjusted the menu over the years. We've seen again, people are trending not to have the full meals like the old traditional way and more styling towards the European style and other areas that, you know, there's a lot more nibbling. We do a lot of small plates and small dishes that go very well with, you know, coming in and just sharing and maybe with cocktails and such. But we do the live music 7 nights a week. And so a lot of people want to come in and they may want to nibble throughout the night and just stay at the tables and enjoy the music and combine with more of a nibbling kind of thing. So, but we change our menu seasonally and try to stay in the trends of what's out there in the market. You know, I think people are looking for those lighter options, but yeah, still the big steak is usually the winner.
This is the thing that you can do, Kim, you know this, go have a steak and then you just dance the night away so you dance those calories off.
Absolutely. And you get a very nice red wine to help digest that steak as well.
Absolutely. Kim Forsythe, pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right, I took a little survey of some other people and liquor sales. And one guy I talked to in New Hampshire told me this year, just liquor sales in his pub up 5.5%. Friday and Saturday combined sales the last weekend in August sold 3.7 million. I thought it'd be fun to leave you with a toast. May the winds of fortune sail you. May you sail a gentle sea. May it always be the other guy who says, this drink's on me.
Yeah, baby.